but the state of it leads to the stigma of their operation. The stigma, or the reproach, or the stain, or the blot of it. Tragic. Verse 2. Because of them, listen to this again. Because of them, the way of truth will be maligned. You know why the world mocks Christianity today? Because it has been maligned by these people who claim to represent Christ, but who have habitually said no to his lordship in their lives, and they have been unmasked as lecherous, lewd, lascivious, licentious, immoral people. Because of them, there is a stigma, a blot, a reproach, a stain on the way of truth. The way of truth is simply an expression of the true teaching, the true gospel, the true doctrine, the Christian message. It is maligned. Maligned means to ruin the reputation of, to defame. Now, I want you to know that's what Satan's trying to do. What he really wants to do is just defame Christianity in the world out there. Inside the church, suck people into this cheap kind of message propagated by hypocritical false teachers. Suck people into that, and they'll be damned in the deception. On the outside, so malign Christianity by the periodic unmasking of these phonies that people discredit the way of truth. Mission accomplished. They got in the church, and they've deceived. They have been unmasked for the world, and now they mock Christianity. I would say that it has been in your lifetime, as in the lifetime of all Christians through the ages, that we have seen this happen. People scoff at the integrity of the church. It is maligned because of the terrible immorality of these false teachers. And it's not just the ones we know of on a national scandal level. It's all over the place in smaller episodes. See, we have to live a certain kind of life to make our gospel believable, don't we? Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and what? Glorify your Father who's in heaven, Matthew 5:16. And if you don't live life that way, they're going to mock God. They're going to mock him. And it's because of these false teachers that the way of truth has been maligned. In Philippians 2:15, Paul says, you are to prove yourselves blameless and innocent children of God above reproach.